And we're back here in this Outdoor Report, going to continue with Richard P. Smith, famous UP author of deer hunting and bear hunting books and DVDs. And again, you can find them at local gift shops and at Book World bookstores across the UP, as well as
RichardPSmith.com.
Find them on the website, RichardPSmith.com. Okay, so we teased a little bit last Outdoor Report about a tip for rifle hunters this year that probably is more important than it maybe ever has been.
Yeah.
Going into the season.
With this year's low deer numbers in some areas, it's important for hunters to keep in mind there's plenty of hunting land open to the public to hunt in the UP. If you are not seeing deer where you normally hunt, go somewhere else. There are some areas with plenty of deer out there this year, as I'm seeing, and I've talked to other hunters who are seeing deer too. I talked to a friend of mine in Menominee County. They're seeing more 3.5-year-old bucks than they ever have.
Hmm.
The southern UP counties weren't impacted by the winters like we were here in the northern counties. But even in the northern counties where I'm hunting, there are areas where there are concentrations of deer. If you're not seeing deer where you're hunting, go somewhere else. Scout around. Put trail cameras up over scrapes or rub lines and see what kind of deer activity there is while you're hunting your other spots. And if there's more deer activity on the cameras, move to those areas.
And when you say activity, let's specifically tell folks what we're talking about here. Scat, fresh
droppings, rubs, scrapes.
Okay.
And if you're using trail cameras, you'll see whether you've got bucks or does traveling through and what times they're traveling through. The best places to look for scrapes are where you have two habitat types that meet.
I agree, 100%.
Along the edges.
Transition zones.
Exactly. Those are the places to look for scrapes, along the edges of swamps, along the bases of hardwood ridges, where you've got two types of habitat that come together.
Oh, that's absolutely what I've found for years as a deer hunter, especially a cedar swamp into a hardwood ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like that is just golden.
Yep, exactly. I've seen the same.
Well, we talked about this a little bit in, earlier on the show in October. We're going to have not a full moon for opening of rifle season this year, and that could be a positive as well.
Sure. Opening day of gun season coincides with peak breeding of deer in the UP. Regardless of the weather, regardless of the moon, if you can get out there on the opening day of gun season, deer activity is at its peak. The chances of success are excellent.
There you go.
And with the number of yearling bucks out there this year, for the hunter who wants to buy a single deer license and just look for one buck, there's lots of yearling bucks out there. Go buy that single license. You've got an excellent chance of filling it.
Richard P. Smith, you can find all of his books and DVDs on bear and deer hunting at richardpsmith.com, as well as
gift shops and Book World stores in bookstores in the UP.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Richard.
You're more than welcome. I always like to talk about deer hunting and bear hunting.
This is The Outdoor Show.